Then I believe we can go right to Linda Sylvia O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you all for the work you do. And in my choosing the standing tonight, it's a real challenge to be, I'm a citizen of Belfast. I've wanted to live here for 30 years. I'm finally, two years ago, moved to Belfast. With all the things considered and the environmental word that is part of what you do and what everything's around, I don't understand and I don't know where you all, where this fits for you, but in looking at the different focal points, I see site location of development / Natural Resources Protection Act. So on that alone, I'd like to say I don't understand why environmentally you or anybody else would allow this to go on the site that's been chosen. When in Belfast we have 100 acres, plenty of room to grow, okay, by our industrial park. And it has the infrastructure for roads, which the other part of this location of development and natural resources is the access to Route 1 is a real danger to anybody traveling that route, where if they're next to the industrial park, they have all the infrastructure of the roads, they have a beautiful exit and entrance onto Route 1. I don't know why that isn't more being talked about and looked at, and it could make peace in many ways if this project has to go forward and this project has merit. And it can become a closed system. It's going to save the bay, or at least it's not going to be a contributor to problems in the bay. It's not going to move soil out of the pristine forest that's there. It's got a location that it can grow in. It's 100 acres that is here and was slated for more of an industrial use. And so that's the piece I'd really like you all to pay attention to. You've heard everything else that I think is a concern. And I'm going to say, thank you to you, and I'm going to thank Nordic Aqua Farms for one thing, for making us all more informed citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no questions,